What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast, and I had a great spring break with my family. Hope you guys, if you were on spring break, that you also enjoyed it. And something that I thought about, especially not really having social media or really doing much but hanging with my family, was just what can I do to really live a fulfilled life, not just like a happy life, because some days are honestly going to suck, but how can I strive to be more fulfilled in my everyday life? And that's what I want to talk about today. So, my first tip is to take care of yourself first. Before you can take care of others, before you can really be there for others, you have to make sure that you are okay with yourself and who you are now and who you are becoming. It's really hard to be there for someone else when you don't even have yourself figured out. So, how can you figure out yourself? You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to do things that you've never tried before, such as running, or maybe it's a new hobby like painting. I'm just giving you guys ideas, but go on this journey of trying to figure out yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, what you like to do. And that'll just make it easier for you to live a more fulfilled life, because this kind of leads into another tip I have, which is to be always having that, or let me rephrase this, just having that mindset that you always want to give to others. And that's my second tip. Because just think about it. When has there ever been a time where you've done something for another person? Someone literally just says, like, pass me this pencil, or can you help me with this problem I'm struggling with? Can you just sit down and listen to me? And, maybe not even offer me advice, but just sit here and listen to me. Whenever you're doing something for another person, just human reaction, it makes you feel good. So if you do step one, which is take care of yourself mentally and physically, emotionally, spiritually, then step two, use your best self to give to others in any way that you can. There's never going to be a day where you feel bad if you're giving to others. The third thing is to be comfortable with your past and understand that every single person in the whole entire world has a past, some more rough than others, and know that it's okay. It's okay to have a messed up past. If you've been on this podcast before with me, I have the worst past, and I hated myself for it for so long. And until I really accepted that it's just part of the journey, and I have to keep going, keep putting my voice out there in this podcast, maybe take it to YouTube in a couple years, who knows? But it's just, you have to stop caring so much about this happened to me and this happened, and just live your life how you want. Now, the last thing I want to mention to live a more fulfilling life is to be very selective and careful about who you choose to be friends with, who you choose to have a relationship with, because the people you hang out with the most are going to influence you. No matter if you think it or not, they're going to. And it's okay not to have a million friends. It's actually better if you have a few close friends that you can trust with everything, with your emotions. You can just have fun with them. And that is so much better than having a million friends. And, like, obviously, be nice to everyone. Like, you can be friends to everyone, but I wouldn't say you can be best friends with everyone. Especially as I get older, some relationships just kind of die down, which is perfectly okay. But as long as you have those good relationships with those people that make you feel good, that make you happy to talk to them, that just make you happy whenever you're around them, if you have those, cherish those. And that's what I would say are my four tips. Always make sure to take care of yourself first before anything, because it's not selfish. This is your life, you're with yourself forever, so take care of yourself. Do that and then give to others. Always be looking at what can I do for others. Maybe I can you know, just sit here and listen to this person about their day. Whatever it is, just give to others. Third thing, be comfortable with your past, guys. It's perfectly okay if you have a messed up past. I'm the first one to tell you that obviously my past isn't the worst in the whole entire world, but it's definitely really close there. I have a horrible past and I'm okay with it. And now I get to teach you guys what I've learned through all my mistakes. Now, the last thing is to be selective about your friends and the relationships you have. With that being said, thank you guys for listening. I'm glad to be back, and I will see you guys next week.